Uncovering the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, we're going to give you updates as they come in about the Toronto terror attack, as it's looking right now. The individual involved was someone who was attending a special needs high school, was very non-communicative, seemed to be non-political, so they're not looking at terrorism as a motive at this moment. We'll give you updates as that happens. Of course, terrorism is defined as using violence or the threat of violence to achieve political means, and so that has to be a political motive there, not just insanity. We'll give you updates on that, but also something that I think it was on the Drudge Report, and it hasn't gotten a lot of attention today. It's something that we're going to give some attention to, and that is the fact that they found a very rare tick in New Jersey. This is a tick that carries a very serious, often fatal disease, and I'm going to take a look at the history of biomedical research. CDC labs, Pentagon labs, places like Plum Island. We're going to take a look at these programs that have been exposed over and over again. It's being incredibly careless about how they contain the very serious diseases, the viruses, the bacteria that they bring in to study, in many cases things that are very rare in the world, maybe only located in a couple of places in the world. We had a case of that in the Tulane primate lab in Louisiana, just outside New Orleans. A very serious disease, a bacteria, that only existed in two places in the world. They brought it here so that they presumably could create some kind of a vaccine and make some money off of this. Or maybe to weaponize it, because the Pentagon is heavily involved in these programs as well. And then they don't use care to keep it contained. So we're going to talk about that coming up. We're also going to be talking about net neutrality. Net neutrality hit today. Have you noticed the internet going down? We're going to have an update on the Waffle House situation. Turns out Waffle House Corporation is proudly a gun-free zone. And they have a history of even coming after people who are in the military on active duty, who are supposed to be carrying their weapons, or security guards who stopped armed robberies at their restaurants, coming after those people. The place where you just had the gunman come in and kill four people, the naked gunman, another case of insanity. But, you know, if somebody was there with a gun, would he have killed four people and wounded others, several others? I mean, it took one individual who bravely attacked him as he was reloading or his gun was jammed, bravely attacked him and ripped the gun out of his hand. It took the police another 24 hours to find this individual, but it didn't take Democrat politicians very long for them to come out and push for more gun control. So think about that. You have a restaurant where the customers are forbidden from having a gun, and then you have a Democrat Congress person or candidate come out and say, we need to have more gun control, as the police are not able to find this individual. If you got a crazy guy running around naked shooting people, and he had more weapons, he had already been to the White House, wouldn't you want to be able to protect yourself from that? But of course, the Democrats don't want you to. So we've got some updates on that from Kamala Harris. And we have the caravan proudly making its way to our border. We're going to give you an update on immigration. And we're going to tell you about some things that are happening in France with their immigration problems that are not being talked about here, surprisingly, in the United States. There was riots for 5 days because the police arrested a woman who had a hijab. Riots immediately broke out. They burned and looted for 5 days, the Muslim community did, because it's against the law to have your face covered in a public area. And this is what's happening in Europe. 60% of the people coming in are going into Germany. However, France has a big problem. The people there are starting to wake up to it. It may be too late. We'll see what happens with that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. Cellforce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cellforce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cellforce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cellforce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We have had an update in the Georgetown University lawsuit. They have now pulled that lawsuit. This, we believed, was a strategic lawsuit, a slap lawsuit, and Alex has already filed a counter lawsuit claiming that it is a slap lawsuit, and it is. This is a strategy by the Democrats to try to shut down this organization, shut down anybody. I mean, what we're seeing here are lawsuits across the board. I talked about this yesterday, how the tactic of the Democrat Party has been to file lawsuits, and it's not just against the media. It is also with attorneys general having these lawsuits that are being pulled. You had Eric Holder getting together with former President Obama as he was leaving, saying, we're going to be filing lawsuits across the country. We're going to shut down any kind of voter ID. We got George Soros, who is filing lawsuits to get illegal aliens to allow them to vote, putting political pressure on, putting a lot of money behind the election of state attorney general, individuals across the country. That is their strategy. They're trying to take over the process by taking over the courtrooms, whether they can get politically active federal judges in place to block everything that President Trump is doing. We had the New York attorney general, as I pointed out yesterday, Schneiderman, had filed, by December of last year. And so that was 11 months, maybe 10 months, because it's end of January that President Trump becomes president. In 10 or 11 months, he had filed 100 lawsuits to block actions that were taken by the Trump administration. And so when they can't win elections, when they can't win in the marketplace of ideas, of free speech, what they do is they try to file lawsuits to block, to shut down, to censor. And so this is a very positive development. We knew that this was a frivolous lawsuit, one of more than a dozen, I think it's up to about 18, that were filed. Many of them have been withdrawn already. This one has now been withdrawn. And they just keep coming because that's their strategy, trying to shut us down with paper. What it reminds me of, if one of my favorite movies, because of the visual effects in it and things, the metaphors in it, was Brazil by Terry Gilliam. A former graphic artist with director, he used to be with Monty Python. And what he did was with Brazil was kind of a Monty Python black comedy take on 1984. And there's one scene towards the end where a guy escapes and he's walking down the street and all of a sudden there's wind blowing pretty heavily and a piece of paper comes up, hits his leg. Then another one, he's trying to get the pieces of paper off and they just keep coming. And pretty soon he's just covered in paperwork and he goes down. And that is the political strategy of the Democrats. These lawsuits, like the one that they just filed against Russia and Trump and WikiLeaks and Roger Stone, all these individuals, another example of that. And they're going to, this may backfire on the DNC. Many of the people who were involved in looking at this on the House Intelligence Committee and other Democrat politicians as well as donors say this is a really stupid idea. I know you're desperate for money, but this is a really stupid idea to try to keep this going. Because Roger Stone and WikiLeaks have said, we're going to do discovery. You accuse us of hacking, we're going to have to take a look at those servers to see if they really were hacked. So hopefully this is going to backfire against them. But as we look at the lawsuits that are coming out, here's another one. Planned Parenthood suing Indiana for requiring routine yearly health inspections. I mean, if you were interested in women's health, which is the way that Planned Parenthood presents itself, not as a place to murder babies and sell their body parts, but they're all about women's health, right? So wouldn't they be open to the fact that they would like to have a clean bill of health from inspectors? Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky are suing those states over a new law requiring annual inspections of abortion clinics. They said the mandate is unconstitutional. How is that unconstitutional? How is it unconstitutional to say that if you provide medical services to people, you're going to have inspections of your facilities? They say these are irrational demands. And as MRCTV.org says, what is so irrational about requiring a clinic that specializes in deliberately triggering miscarriages or operating on people to remove unborn babies? Why would you not have that be inspected under health code standards once a year? And then they point out other places where there have been issues at Planned Parenthood clinics. A clinic in St. Louis where inspectors found 210 violations in 39 categories, most of them related to sanitation. One in Birmingham where officials found multiple infection control issues. One in Pennsylvania that failed multiple inspections in a row. One in Kalamazoo where a woman died after having an abortion. And when we look at Texas, they put a law in that said you're going to have an abortion clinic. You're going to have doorways and hallways that are wide enough so that emergency personnel can get gurneys through there to get to people in case you have an emergency. Oh no, that is discrimination against people who want to kill their babies. This is what we continually see. But again, it's the lawsuits. It's a lawsuit. And in Louisiana, even threatening to file a complaint against the police can lead to a 5-year prison sentence. We're going to be talking about the caravan coming to the border and how they can use the insane laws that we have in this country in order to gain asylum. How they can use other people's kids, you know, switch kids off and say, oh, look, I got some kids with me and I'm escorting these minors in the country because that gets them in a special legal position as well. So they know how to game the system because we have a crazy system. And you want to talk about a crazy system in Louisiana, a couple of incidents that have come to light as the police were being abusive to someone. And they said, well, I'm going to call your supervisor. This was the one incident that Injustice is talking about today. This happened about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. A guy was at home. A patrol car pulls up. They're there investigating a reckless driving complaint. The individual there wasn't involved in the complaint, but they wanted to get some information about it. And so the conversation got kind of combative, and the police officer got very vulgar and abusive in his language, and the guy pulled out a cell phone and said, I'm calling your supervisor. I'm going to get you fired. At that point, the officer arrested him for intimidation of a public official. That is a felony that can get you 5 years in prison. So if you say to them, I don't like the way that you're responding and I'm going to call a supervisor, they can arrest you and charge you with a felony for that. And they point out this happened also in a situation where a guy was already handcuffed and they were being abusive to him. And he said, I'm going to file a complaint about this. And so then they pepper sprayed him in addition and then filed a case against him to try to get a felony against this individual. So this is the insanity that we see with the legal system. We're going to go into what happened in the immigration situation at the border. As I said, the ways that they use the insane laws and the things that are not even laws in order to gain asylum. We're going to talk about net neutrality. We've got a lot of people in the media saying the internet is over as of today. It ended yesterday. So-called net neutrality. Is the net really neutral? We've had Facebook release some of their rules for censorship. And not really too much in there. They basically wouldn't tell people in the past what was going on. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. And it is a misdirection. We're going to talk about what's really going on with monetization, with censorship, and even with what I would call crowdsourced censorship, the intolerance that has been promoted to try to get people thrown off of the internet. We have an example of that, of a guy who was a former sports figure and broadcaster. He tweeted a joke picture, and the crowd is trying to get him thrown off of the internet. We're also going to have an update on the Waffle House. It's a gun-free zone. We'll tell you what's happening with the Toronto terror situation. And today we're going to talk about this new tick and the disease that was suddenly discovered in New Jersey. Where did that come from? Have we seen this type of thing before? At Plum Island? At the Tulane Primate Center? At various labs run by the CDC and the Pentagon? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the Toronto terror attack. And I'm not saying terrorism. At this point, it doesn't look like that as a motive. Nevertheless, this guy did engage in terror. He killed 10 people, injured 15, driving a rental van down a Toronto sidewalk, deliberately targeting people, even targeting an individual with a baby carriage. As one witness said, this person was intentionally doing this. He was killing everybody. People were getting hit one after the other. He's now been profiled as a withdrawn figure with special needs. As they cornered him and got him out of the car, a police officer was shouting at him to get down, and he was demanding that they kill him. And people who knew him at school, as a matter of fact, he was just at school a couple of just last week. People who knew him at school said that he was part of a program that mixes kids with special needs, mixes them with mainstream and special needs classes. Said he wasn't a social person, but from what I remember, he was absolutely harmless. As I point out, he was just in school last week, identified as socially awkward, but not strongly affiliated with any ideology. And again, it is terrorism is something that is affiliated with an ideology. You're trying to affect political change by using violence, intimidation, threats of violence. This is appears to be another case like the Waffle House case, with an individual coming in clearly with mental issues. And this is, of course, it hasn't touched off a debate about banning rental trucks in Canada. Hasn't touched off a debate about banning cars. Because we understand that it isn't the, I don't know what make of what it was. Let's say it was a Ford. The problem is not Ryder. The problem is not the Ford van. But if something like that happens in the United States, like the Waffle House incident, then there are calls to go after the manufacturer, categorically ban a particular device because it was misused by a murderer. And we see this happening all the time in Europe. We see cars being used. We see knives being used. We see machetes and acid being used. It is not the tool. It is the individual. And we need to be able to vet individuals. We need to be able to preserve due process, because it is very concerning when we start focusing on mental issues, mental health issues, and start to ignore, as we always do, the SSRI connection, the pharmaceutical drug connections that can exacerbate this. If they don't follow that prescription precisely, if they modify that either slightly up or slightly down, that can trigger an event with somebody who is already in that type of a mental state. And so it concerns me a great deal when I see some of these things coming out saying, we're going to take the guns, put the people in hospitals, and we'll do the due process later. Frequently, we've seen that there isn't due process with people getting committed, or isn't due process with guns being taken. And so we need to make sure that we have due process done, and we also need to make sure that we fully recognize the extent of the problem and how it includes these SSRI drugs. They can severely exacerbate that problem, just as when you watch the commercials on Fox and CNN and they talk to you about you got a stomach problem or you've got some other kind of issue and they're selling you some kind of a drug. If you listen to all the different side effects that they rattle off as part of that appendix to the drug, as they're showing people running through fields of flowers in slow motion, what they'll tell you is, in most of these cases, that a possible side effect of many of these drugs is to exacerbate the very condition that you're taking it for, along with many other things. And it's that way with SSRI drugs as well. That's why we call them murder-suicide pills. But let's take a look at Waffle House itself. Going back to 2015, there was a situation, an armed robbery, that was in Charleston, South Carolina, at a Waffle House. An armed guard saw this happen and intervened, shot and fatally wounded the suspect. It was a 19-year-old robber, and there was a guy there with a concealed carry permit. He was 34 years old. He worked security with his brother in an area nightclub. He was sitting in his car talking to his brother on the phone when he saw the robber, the armed robber, running out of the restaurant with a cash register drawer lying by him. An officer responding to the scene praised the actions of the concealed permit holder, and the local newspaper reported that the Waffle House employee commented on the concealed permit holder's actions by saying, "He saved us." That's what he did. So he saw him running out. He said, "Stop." The guy turned at him, tried to shoot at him. He returned fire, and the robber was shot and killed. Then, 2 days later, Waffle House issued a statement. They reaffirmed their gun-free policies, and they ignored the Good Samaritan concealed carry permit holder, and they focused instead on his role as security for a nightclub. They said it is Waffle House Incorporated's policy not to allow firearms with the exception of law enforcement officers, including security guards. It is our understanding that the customer involved was an off-duty security guard who was carrying his firearm, and the incident occurred outside the restaurant. They said, "We're well aware that different people have varying opinions on this, but we continue to believe that having a gun-free zone here is the best policy for the safety of our customers and associates." Oh, I'm sure that they still think that's the case. After this latest shooting, 4 people were killed, I think 2 wounded. Waffle House has gone so far in the past as banning armed National Guard soldiers, reports crimeresearch.org. They point out an armed National Guard soldier in uniform was refused service at a Kentucky Waffle House. The guy's name was Billy Welch. He was in full military gear. He had his holstered gun at his side. He visited the restaurant in the early hours of a Sunday morning, but when he went to order his food, he was taken aside by a waitress who told him that Waffle House did not allow sidearms. If he wanted to get food, he would have to leave his gun outside. "Military policy means that weapons should not leave a soldier's side for a moment," he said. Yet when he tried to explain to the staff that he didn't feel comfortable taking his firearm away, he was told that it was simply part of the chain's no firearm rules. So faced with that, he decided to just leave and not be served. So that's fine. You're going to have police officers there. Of course, they may be the target since they're identifiable. They won't allow people to carry firearms there to protect other people, and of course it's a concealed carry that is actually more effective, I think, because the individuals don't realize who is carrying a firearm. That's what we're talking about with the schools as well. But immediately Kamala Harris came out and said assault weapons should not be walking the streets of a civilized country. Notice the terminology here. First of all, assault weapons, which she doesn't have a definition for, and then talking about how they should not be walking the streets. Again, this is the projection, the anthropomorphic projection here, you know, saying, "Oh, these things are, alive. They're walking the streets and killing people." It is not, again, the tool. It is the people who are wielding them. Here's Kamala Harris talking about this.
And has caused people to have a lack of courage to address the fact, again, another false choice. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I also want, I want smart gun safety laws. Assault weapons shouldn't be walking the streets of a civilized country.
I agree.
We should have universal background checks.
Yeah, he agrees too.
It makes sense. It's just practical that you might want to know before someone can buy a gun that they
This is a false choice.
Mentally unstable.
This is a woman who wants to be president. This is really scary. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Even as we had a tragedy in Toronto with 10 people killed, many more injured, deliberately targeted, whatever his motivation. In the wake of the Waffle House shooting, and as I pointed out in the last segment, Waffle House prides itself on being a gun-free zone. This is where we see these shootings happening over and over again, and where the most people are killed. And even though there was 4 people killed, 2 people, I believe, wounded there, as opposed to 10 people killed with the van and 15 wounded, we had immediately had Democrat politicians there in the state, as well as Kamala Harris, who wants to be a presidential candidate, newly minted senator from California, talk about how we have to have more gun control. So we have to pass meaningful smart gun safety laws in this country. I'm in favor, she says, of the Second Amendment. Oh, they all are. Barack Obama was in favor of the Second Amendment. Hillary Clinton was in favor of the Second Amendment. Joe Biden was in favor of the Second Amendment. Just not too much of it. They hope that you don't understand the difference between rights and privileges. Rights are things that you possess as a human being. You're endowed by your creator with certain inalienable rights, and among those are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the ability to protect yourself. And we have some of those rights specifically protected in the Constitution that they swore to uphold, but they don't care. They slice them away with a gradual process of infringement, peeling it off just like an onion. You know, how do you eat an elephant? You do it one bite at a time. How do you destroy the Constitution? One slice at a time. And so gradually they change a fundamental right into a government-granted privilege. And so she says, oh, I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, but I also want gun safety laws that are smart. I want assault weapons, not walking the streets of a civilized country. We need an assault weapons ban, says the wannabe president. She said, let's focus on the 2018 elections. Let's focus on electing people who have the courage to get rid of people who don't. Yeah, the courage to take away your freedoms. Beg them to do that. And when we look, one more story about this, I want to get onto the tick story here. New tick that we have found in New Jersey, not native to the United States. How do we get all this stuff? How do we get all these non-native invasive species and stuff? I mean, we have all kinds of stuff that's brought in by our federal government. Sometimes they don't talk about it. Sometimes they brag about it. Sometimes they put it out there as a solution to a problem. Sometimes they bring it in to conduct research on it, and it escapes. I'm going to give you an example of that out of Japan, for example. The same exact tick. But before we get to that, one last thing here about guns. We had Kyle Kashuv, one of the students at Parkland, who has been very vocal in favor of your right to self-defense. And so he said he was aggressively questioned, reports the Daily Caller, aggressively questioned by school security after he posted tweets about going to the gun range with his father. So you can't have pictures of yourself at a gun range using firearms without getting shut down. This is the snitch society that we live in. People who have who are thriving on the idea that you're going to shut down anybody that you disagree with. You're going to censor them. You're going to punish them. And that is alive and well on the Internet. He posted several tweets about his visit, showed photos and videos of him shooting a gun, arguing the importance of the right to keep and bear arms, as is his right to do that. When he returned to school on Monday, however, he was called to the office and questioned by school security. Near the end of the third period, my teacher got a call from the office saying I need to go down to see Mr. Greenleaf. It turned out that he was an armed school resource officer. He escorted me to his office. Then a second security officer walked in and sat behind me. Both of them began questioning me intensely. What kind of guns did you use? Who's your father? And other condescending, rude questions. He says, I asked why I was there. And one of them said, don't get snappy with me. Do you not remember what happened here a few months ago? Kashuv said the officers repeatedly called him the pro-Second Amendment kid. And they wouldn't cite anything that he had done wrong. He said, I was shocked and honestly scared. It definitely felt like they were attempting to intimidate me. Well, felt that way, Kyle, because they were. That's exactly what they were trying to do. And we had a similar situation on Twitter again. Social media, you got a former NFL kicker, a CBS Sports football analyst, Jay Feely, tweeted out a picture with his daughter and her boyfriend right before the couple went out on Saturday night for their high school prom. Now, this picture was a joke. So you've got the father with his arm around the daughter. Scroll down and show that picture there. Father with his arm around the daughter and the date on the other side, and he's just got a gun in his hand. Doesn't have his finger on the trigger or anything like that, but it's a joke. It is a joke. Wishing my beautiful daughter and her date a great time at the prom. because you better be careful because you got an armed father there. That was a joke. Can't have jokes, and you certainly can't have people who are standing up for the Second Amendment. All right, let's take a look at this this story here. Exotic tick species arrives in the Garden State. It just hitched a ride. We got an illegal immigrant tick. Not politicians, but many blood-sucking individuals. But no, this is an exotic tick never before seen in the United States. First spotted on sheep in Hunterdon County. Efforts to wipe it out have failed. Let's play that video clip where people are talking about the discovery of this tick. Very hard to eradicate. Here's that video clip out of New Jersey.
Jersey has always been home to different species of ticks, 5 to be exact, but a new variety of the blood-sucking bug is now in the mix. It's the East Asian tick, sometimes called a longhorn or bush tick. Originally found in Asia, thousands of them are now in the Garden State. Their discovery started with a call.
A phone call from a resident in Hunter County that her sheep was infested with a lot of ticks. And so she brought some in, and lo and behold, she was also covered in the same tick. It was kind of an odd-looking thing. She didn't know what it was. She had never seen them before.
James Osi is a research microbiologist. He also works with entomologists at Rutgers University who tested the ticks. He says steps were taken to kill them, but just a few days ago, he used carbon dioxide traps and found that a number of the pests survived. That's a problem because like the deer ticks that spread Lyme disease, East Asian ticks have been known to spread a deadly virus called SFTS.
But it has the potential. That's why we're worried.
Residents we spoke to say it's alarming to think they have something new to worry about when they head outdoors.
There's enough things you have to worry about, so hearing about new things that could potentially jeopardize the health of your home is always, you know, something to be concerned about.
My biggest concern would be that my dog would bring it home and somehow my son would get it.
More work has to be done to try to keep these out and find ways when they are introduced to find natural predators to eliminate them.
Science will treat the affected farm with pesticide this week in hopes of eliminating the exotic pests. How the ticks made it to New Jersey in the first place is still a mystery.
It's still a mystery. I wonder how that could have happened. But let's talk about the effects of this, because as I pointed out, this is a an East Asian tick. It spreads a deadly virus called SFTS. We'll tell you about that virus here. For example, Japan, just last year, last July, Japan had a woman who died of this disease. She didn't get it from a tick. She got it from a cat, a stray cat that bit her. She was trying to take the cat somewhere to get it a home. She was in her 50s. She was bitten by the stray cat that had the disease. And it is the first time they've seen mammal to human transmission of that kind. So typically it's the tick that bites the human and gives them the disease. But in this case, the cat had the disease, gave it to the human with a bite. She died in just 10 days. It is this SFTS is severe fever with thrombocytopenia syndrome, most commonly found in Central Asia and China. It's known to be transmitted by bites from various types of virus-carrying ticks. And this is something that first appeared in China in 2009. It killed 30% of those who were infected in China that year. It was even more lethal when the first cases appeared in Japan and South Korea in 2013. You know, we just had the Olympics. It was kind of funny that they were talking about Disease X. They had these winter drills that they were talking about, spread of a pandemic being spread from the Olympics in South Korea. I don't know about anything to do with it. We're going to talk about how these types of things have escaped from our CDC and Pentagon labs.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at this mysteriously appearing tick. It came from East Asia. Came shortly after the Olympics in South Korea. Maybe there's no connection to that. Maybe there is. I don't know. This is something that is first reported back in 2009 in China. They had 30% of those people that were infected by the disease that this tick typically carries. You know, it's interesting. Different ticks seem to carry different diseases. The deer tick carries Lyme disease. This tick carries something called SFTS. And 30% of those people in that first year in China died. It was even more lethal when it appeared 4 years later in Japan and South Korea. Nearly half of those people who were infected in South Korea died. 50% casualties. That's pretty serious. And now we have this tick showing up in New Jersey, and they have no idea where this came from. Well, I'm going to give you some ideas of where I think it might have come from. We had dark winter drills that were being put out by the federal government, talking about a pandemic, saying, hey, this could be something that'd be released at the Olympics or whatever. I mean, South Korea is where it's pretty endemic. But there's also labs across the United States run by the CDC, run by the Pentagon, working on very dangerous viruses, bacteria, other organisms that they bring in here to study. And then they're very reckless and careless with it. I've talked about this before. We're going to go over those cases again. But specifically about this tick. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some specials as well. We have Super Male Vitality, 50% off, and we have it in conjunction with a couple of other things in a combo pack. You can get Super Male Vitality plus the Real Red Pill, those two together, 50% off. You can also get Supermale Vitality and Alpha Power together. Those two together, 50% off as well. And we have still the 3 month supply of survival food, survival storable food. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. If you get a 3 month supply, you get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed water filter, the big sized one. And, of course, that food is storable for 25 years, made in America, non-GMO. Great packaging. You can reseal it after you open it for a little bit longer. It's not going to stay another 25 years, but you can keep it there for another week or so after you reopen it. And it's a great time to stock up on that right now. Take care of your food and water supply. 3 month supply of food and a free Alexa Pure Pro water filter. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com and all the other products that we have there. That's what supports this program and keeps us going. All right, let's talk about how this could escape. A good example of this is as it went to Japan, and people were very concerned about it. Again, it started in China, then it jumps to South Korea 4 years later, it jumps to Japan. And so just last year, there was a news conference in Japan, and Miyazaki had a news conference on preventing infectious disease. And they brought a live specimen of this tick and a dead specimen of the tick to the conference. Now, they had government officials there and reporters. They wound up on their knees searching for the live tick that got away. Government officials brought these two ticks, a live one and a dead one, to the news conference to talk about this very dangerous disease that in South Korea had up to a 50% fatality rate. One of the journalists to take pictures of it. So they wanted to compare the two specimens. Officials used tweezers to pick up the live tick, but then they dropped it. And everybody started looking for it. And everybody was on their hands and knees. They're using sticky rollers, trying to find this little bug. It didn't work. So then they brought in insecticide, sprayed the whole room, trying to smoke out the tick. By the following morning, they couldn't find the tick dead or alive. Dead or alive. There's a place here in Texas. I always get a kick out of it. It's a pesticide place, and the name of it is Hired Killers. So they brought in their hired killers, but they couldn't find the tick dead or alive. And, of course, they did this because they wanted to spread awareness of the deadly disease carried by the live tick, and they lost the live tick. Would something like that happen in the United States? Well, it already has many times. Going back to, when was this, 2015, the situation at the Tulane National Primate Center in Louisiana, just outside New Orleans. And if you remember, they brought in a bacteria, Burkholderia pseudomallei, and it was a very rare disease. It was only found in, or very rare bacteria, it was only found in Southeast Asia and Northern Australia, only two places. So what does our government do? It brings it in to study it. And then it lets it get into the wild, just like these people at the Japanese press conference. Except what they did was they brought it into the Tulane Research Center. Again, they have a lot of monkeys there, primates. It's the biggest primate research laboratory in the country. So they brought this in so they could develop a vaccine. They were testing it on rodents. They were in a biosafety level 3 laboratory. That is the next to the highest biosafety laboratory. These rodents, these rats that they were testing it on, had no contact with the primates. But all of a sudden, at some point, they find that they've got some primates that are outside of the contained laboratories even. They're out in the open fields where they have cages, but they let the primates roam in the open. And they found some of these primates that were infected with this. Now, this is very troubling because this particular deadly bacteria, and it also has a very high rate of fatality. This bacteria gets into the soil and spreads through the soil. And so it got out of all their biosafety labs. It got away from the rats that they were testing. Somehow got onto primates, and the primates were out in the fields so that this bacteria could get into the soil. That's your government at work. It's a 500-acre facility. So somehow the information got out. I don't know how it got out because usually the government keeps this stuff secret. And they sent in investigators from the USDA. They sent in investigators from the CDC. And in a surprising development, a day after leaving the facility, after doing their investigation, they came in, they said, oh, we got it contained. I don't see any traces of it in the soil. We've tested it here and there. I mean, 500 acres. And these were primates that were carrying it. They get around. they're pretty mobile. But they tested it, and said, oh yeah, we're satisfied that it's, not out in the wild. So a day after they left the facility, one of the USDA's select agents, one of the investigators, got sick and was hospitalized. A blood test showed that she had the bacteria, Burkholderia pseudomallei. And then they said, well, I think she probably, had, contacted that in some previous research. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you believe that? You believe that? In Thailand, where the bacteria is endemic, the fatality rate for patients who get the disease, it's called, melioidosis, I guess is the way you pronounce it, is up to 50%. Again, another disease brought in to study gets out 50% fatality. In Australia, 20%. They catch it a little bit, more quickly. And what has happened with this over the years? I mean, again, you remember the anthrax, the live anthrax that was shipped around by the Pentagon lab to various places. It went through regular mail. You know, they had FedEx or UPS or the post office shipping this stuff around. We've had this happen year after year. And there were a lot of reports at USA Today by a reporter called Allison Young. She doesn't seem to be working for them anymore, and they don't seem to be following the CDC. You know, she was very heavy on this beat, looking at all of the failures that they had in these CDC labs, these dangerous bioweapon labs that they've created. Going back to 2016, the GAO, the General Accounting Office, found more gaps in oversight of bioterror germs being studied in U.S. labs. Risk to scientists, to shipping companies, to the public, became the subject of international scrutiny last year when it discovered a U.S. Army lab in Utah had unwittingly made 575 shipments of still live anthrax specimens labeled as dead to 194 labs and contractors around the world over a 10-year period. But of course, there's been other failures. As we pointed out, the CDC workers in 2016 had also failed to confirm a supposedly killed virus specimen was dead. They sent out chikungunya virus. Was still alive. They sent it to a CDC facility in Fort Collins, Colorado. In 2014, dozens of agency workers in Atlanta were potentially exposed to live anthrax that hadn't been fully killed before it was shipped. Laboratories have reported more than 230 safety incidents with bioterror viruses and bacteria just in 2015. This is what we're constantly seeing, and yet every time this comes out, they always thought, no need to be concerned. We don't know where this tick came from. We can't kill them very easily, but so far they don't have this disease that they carry everywhere else. It kills 50% of people. And then, of course, there's Plum Island. We're going to continue talking about this in the next segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids. So you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue colloidal silver and iodine fortified toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago that we had the CDC saying, well, we got all these different threats on the horizon. And then we have Disease X. The unknown unknown, as Rumsfeld would say. You know, there's the things that we know, the things that we know that we don't know, and then there's the things that we don't know that we don't know, or whatever. I mean, this is, when you look at the history of the CDC labs, of the Pentagon, as they're bringing in these select agents that they're trying to weaponize. I mean, they bring in very dangerous plagues, bacteria, virus, and then they try to weaponize them, modify them. And as we've seen over and over again, very careless control over these very dangerous things that they're creating and working with. Going back to 2015 again, a key anthrax test. Scientists just threw out test tubes that showed that the sample was alive. I mean, they just throw this stuff out, ship it around, this live. They shipped it to a bunch of people who were working with the FEMA organization. They were supposed to be dead. They sent it to them, and they actually worked with live stuff and training, thinking that it was dead. You've had hundreds of safety incidents with bioterror germs reported by secretive labs. This was reported back in as of 2016 when this was on everybody's horizon. And now they're not really talking about it. But you do have the CDC still talking about Disease X. Labs reported at that time more than 230 safety incidents with bioterror viruses and bacteria in just 2015. And as people are looking at this, they say, we can't get any information from these military facilities or the CDC facilities as to what's going on in our communities. So you look at this situation with this tick, and it's like, where did this come? Well, we don't know. I mean, do you even know the research facilities that are in your area? One of the individuals said, the lack of progress towards meaningful transparency is astonishing. We can't get transparency about anything from our government. But what we have been able to find out from some of the things that they admitted, and they won't say where these incidents occur. That's why it's not very useful to get the information. They won't tell you which labs are having the safety issues. They'll just give you the information in the aggregate. And so here's some of the aggregate information, just to give you a scale feeling of how bad this is. 233 reports of potential releases of regulated pathogens, such as needle sticks or bites by lab animals or failures of protective worker safety equipment. In one of these facilities, that was a bio level, safety level 4, which is the highest level. The respiratory stuff that they put in this multi-million dollar facility, wasn't the right kind of respirators. Didn't have the right kind of, masks to protect the people there. And they've been working with this stuff for quite some time. They said 908 lab workers had to be provided medical assessments. 712 of them were in diagnostic medical and veterinary labs that weren't expecting to encounter a clinical specimen of a regulated pathogen. So 700 out of 900 of the people said, we didn't even know we were working with something dangerous. Two workers at an unnamed federal lab were exposed to a bacterium that causes Q fever, a disease primarily of cattle, sheep, and goats that can also sicken people. Regulators received 12 reports of potential losses of pathogen specimens. And so as USA Today, this one reporter who was fearless about tracking this stuff down, and again, she doesn't work there anymore. 5 of 6 federal agencies that operate these kind of labs. So understand how big this problem is. We've got 6 agencies that are working on weaponized bacteria, viruses, and plagues. And 5 of the 6 responded with some information about what happened to their labs. However, the Department of Homeland Security said it needs a FOIA request when asked for information about what transparency actions it had taken in response to the White House directive at the time and how many incidents the department's biodefense labs had experienced. But of course, those things take years sometimes to process. So we still don't have that information. But we've got a new tick. And if you remember what happened with Lyme disease and the connections that people suspect to Plum Island, you should be concerned.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining us in the next segment is going to be Joel Skousen. We'll talk to him about his take on North Korea. Always very suspicious of the actions of North Korea. So Joel Skousen is going to be joining us. We'll talk to him about what he thinks is happening in the Middle East as well, but primarily we're going to be focusing on North Korea. I just want to say one more thing as we look at this new, very hard to eradicate tick that has suddenly just popped up in the middle of New Jersey. Just like that, just popped up, just like we saw the tick, the deer tick that carries Lyme disease, just pop up in Connecticut. That's why they call it Lyme disease. All of a sudden just appeared there with Lyme disease. In Connecticut, very close to where we have another bioweapon facility, Plum Island. And again, it's one of these places like Fort Detrick, Maryland, where they brought in the Operation Paperclip Nazi scientist who had been experimenting on concentration camp people and some of the Japanese prisoners of war who should have been executed. And we said, no, let's bring these people in, Operation Paperclip. They can help us create these types of bioweapons. And when we look at the situations, especially, you know, when we're looking at Syria, I mean, look at how they have gone to the nth degree. We're told, oh, we got to fire missiles in there because we think that there was a gas attack. Hasn't been proven. As a matter of fact, the people who did go there and did do research, the reporters who have talked to people, highly respected reporters, said, no, this isn't what happened. They had people who were having respiratory issues because it was a massive bombing campaign. It's been going on there for several years. This is the final stages of it. The buildings were collapsing. They were down in tunnels, massive amounts of dust. You know, kind of like what we saw on 9/11 when the towers collapsed. Remember how people couldn't breathe? That happens when buildings collapse. Some of the people died from the dust, not being able to breathe. It was so intense. Others were brought there with respiratory issues. And then one of the white hats, according to the doctor, shouted, chemical attack. And that's when the panic began. But the doctor said there wasn't anybody that had been exposed to a chemical attack. It was the dust. And so, but based on that, we have to take these people out. Even though we are bringing in not just dangerous individuals from countries that we are at war with, where we have created wars for regime change, created massive numbers of refugees and say, oh, we've got to bring them in and we can't have any vetting to even know who these people are. So these are countries that Barack Obama decided he would go to war without a declaration of war. We're currently fighting them because they're so dangerous. We're currently making people who weren't even radicalized now radicalized because we are part of a coalition that's dropping bombs on them, and then we just bring the people in. And if you say, we're going to not let these people in if we don't know who they are, then the Democrats say, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't stop people coming in if you don't know who they are. But even more dangerous than that is what our country has been doing for a great deal of time. And that is experimenting with genetically modifying very deadly diseases, trying to make them even more deadly. Select agents, they call them. And so the Pentagon labs and the CDC labs that are working on this or are trying to create a vaccine, as I talked about, Burkholderia pseudomallei, this thing that only existed in Australia and one other place, Thailand. They bring it in to create a vaccine for it, and then they let it escape into the wild. All of a sudden, it's out of the biosafety labs, and it's in the primates who are running around on a 500-acre preserve there. And this is something that thrives in the soil. So did this happen at Plum Island? Did this happen with Lyme disease? Oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, they say. Well, you know, these things have a way of traveling, don't they? This latest disease that is attached to this tick is something that was discovered in China in 2009. Within 4 years, it had traveled to South Korea. Okay, there's land, contiguous land there between the two countries, but then to Japan as well. How did it get from mainland Asia all the way over to the island of Japan? I don't know. That's a bigger jump for that particular tick than it was for Lyme disease to go from Plum Island to Lyme County there in Connecticut, or not county, I guess it's a town. Lyme, Connecticut, I think it is a town, not a county. They found it in 1975. Highly resistant to being treated. And there are other diseases that they're working on. We've got the zombie deer disease that they just started talking about back in March, just about a month ago. This is a disease kind of related to mad cow disease. And it just all of a sudden has started appearing to deer in this country. What it does is it gradually eats your brain, turns your brain into a zombie brain, and basically just eats it out until it's just mush and then you die. And you can't see any symptoms of it until the final stages of the disease, at which point it is untreatable. So is that going to make the jump? Did it make the jump out of the labs? Will it make the jump from deer to humans? We don't know. See, the whole connection between Lyme disease and Plum Island went mainstream back in 2004. There was a book by Michael Carroll, Lab 257, The Disturbing Story of Government's Secret Plum Island Germ Laboratory. I mean, why would we suspect, as secretive as they are, as resistant as they are to doing anything about this, why would we suspect that after all of the lapses in security that we've seen at these labs? I mean, you'd have to be a crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist to think that a weaponized a lab that is set there to conduct experiments on germs would ticks and the germs would make a 1 or 2 mile jump from that island to Lyme, Connecticut. No, that would never happen. That could never happen. The government would never do that. Whether they did it deliberately or whether it happened accidentally, I mean, we've seen this happening over and over again accidentally. Even the idiotic thing that happened in Japan, where they want to tell people about this tick that's just made the jump from South Korea to Japan. And they want to show people what the tick looks like. They get a live one and a dead one, and the live one escapes as they're at the press conference. I mean, this is what is so troubling about this, is that our government continually plays with fire, just as they are doing in Syria in wars. But they do it with bioweapons. They do it with chemical weapons. But it's the bioweapons that continue to spread. And they continue to conduct these experiments. Why is our government working on bioweapons? Why are they taking very serious diseases and weaponizing them further so that they can't be treated? You know, that should tell you something about the mindset of this government. We don't need to go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. We've got them in Washington to spare. And those monsters are creating other monsters. And it's not even just the bioweapons. And these whole autonomous killing robots and drones that they're so proud of. those are going to be unleashed like a virus as well at some point in time. And then they say, well, it was just a bug. We didn't have anything to do with that entire area being wiped out. This is the insanity of our government. I guess they figured that they had a germ gap. So we've got to work on germs that are more deadly than the Russians have, or that the Chinese have, or that ISIS has. Just constantly, every time you turn around, it is our government that is creating the threats. I just don't know how we find anybody anywhere in the world that is more dangerous than our own government. And as I pointed out, we had the U.S. military giving intelligence to Saddam Hussein, telling him he was about to be overrun by the Iranians. And so he used sarin gas on them as an act of desperation, which is the only way that it's typically used, is as an act of desperation. That's why people didn't believe the British military experts, former head of the Army, former head of the Navy, MI5 experts said it doesn't make any sense that he would use this. This is an act of desperation. But then we helped Saddam again. We gave him the coordinates to drop sarin gas on 6,800 Kurds. And yet when I talk about our government using CS gas on the children and the babies of Waco in a confined area, I get all these people from the military and from law enforcement. Oh, we use tear gas all the time. Not in a confined space. If you use it in a confined space, if you use it against babies who don't have gas masks, it is not a non-lethal weapon. It is very lethal. But it's okay. Maybe they were just burned to death alive.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it's sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Joel Skousen in this segment. Of course, you can find him at joelskousen.com, also worldaffairsbrief.com. Joel has several books that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, books that will help you to design and construct or to remodel self-sufficient residences and retreats. He also has a guide on where to put them. If you're going to have a place to, if you have to live in a city or whatever, where you can strategically locate a place to escape to. Or if you have the luxury of being able to choose where you live, he has a guide to that. It's called Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Also, how to implement a high security shelter in the home. So you can find these books at InfoWarsStore.com. And I guess, Joel, as we're looking at this, so one of the things I was talking about, the release or the new discovery, I should say, somehow it got here, a tick that carries a very dangerous disease, has a 50% fatality rate in South Korea. Suddenly turns up in the middle of New Jersey. I mean, we have all kinds of threats, not just nuclear threats or threats of war, but we also have threats of bioweapons that are constantly being worked on by very careless Pentagon labs and CDC labs that bring these diseases over here to try to create vaccines or whatever, and then lose these things into the environment. We've had ample examples of this over the last two or three years, especially. So hopefully there's some stuff in your books about how to prepare when there's a pandemic that they keep telling us to be worried about.
Well, you know, almost all of these pandemics are related to high-density population areas. They almost never occur in rural areas. And so that's one of my main criteria in strategic relocation is to look at your population density in the area that you live. And when you seek to have safe places to retreat to, you need to get into low population density areas. You know, the problem is, how do you have a job in areas that are not high density areas? Well, you can even relocate within high density areas to lower density areas at the periphery of those areas so that you can commute to a job but still be not in the thick of the urban areas. If you have illness, pandemics or social unrest or shortages that may happen when you get gridlock within big urban areas.
Yeah. That's very good advice. I mean, that's going to be something that's going to lower your incident, your risk of that. But of course, you know, some of these things like Lyme disease and the ticks that carry it or the ticks that carry this particular disease, they are riding on deer and other animals, so they're also out there in the woods area. But I want to get on to Syria, and then we're going to get on to North Korea as well. We've got some things that are happening in Syria. We have the Turkish president who is complaining about the United States and NATO sending in. He said they've sent 5,000 trucks loaded with weapons to northern Syria. He says, we can't buy weapons from the U.S. with our money. But unfortunately, the U.S. and NATO are giving these weapons, the ammunition, to terrorist organizations for free. And then at the same time, in response to this missile attack that we just had on Friday the 13th, we have Russia rumored to be moving forward on delivery of S-300 missile defense system in Syria. Of course, what they had there at the time were the S-200s. And I'm curious to get your take on this. We've had back and forth claims that of the 118 missiles, they shot down 70 some odd of those. The U.S. said none of them were shot down. Russia has now also said that they recovered two cruise missiles that did not explode. And so they're going to be reverse engineering that. What is your take on that?
Well, the mere fact that two of those cruise missiles landed in the desert without hitting their targets and without exploding indicates that you can't trust the U.S. story that none of them were shot down. We have videos of seeing some of the S-200s intercept, and the Tomahawk is not a difficult missile to intercept. It's not a maneuvering missile. It just has a straight trajectory, and so it's fully believable the S-200s could take down some of these. The specific numbers, there's no way any of us can tell because this occurred at night. There was, very few video of some of these things, but I suspect it's somewhere in between. 30 to 40 may have been shot down, but it certainly was not zero as the U.S. is claiming.
Yeah, and I think you point out it's not a highly maneuverable missile. I think it was the cruise missile. It was right after I got out of college. I mean, it was like 35 years ago. Texas Instruments was working on navigational stuff for it. I interviewed for that job. I didn't take it, but I think it was a Tomahawk cruise missile at that time. I think it's pretty old technology, but I think the big scandal would be that if none of them were shot down and all of them exploded, that they did so little damage. I mean, to me, the small amount of damage that was done would indicate that a lot of them did not make it to the target.
Well, what we call in the fighter community of jinking, that is a missile that takes high G maneuvers, right, left, up and down in order to avoid a missile intercept, cannot be done with the small wings on a Tomahawk, as you're showing on the screen. It just goes straight towards the target. It's very easy to intercept. It does have the newer models have some limited electronic jamming capabilities, but they shot off a lot of the older ones there to use up their inventory.
And so in response now, whether or not they were able to shoot down these missiles, Russia is now stepping up both the quantity and the quality of missiles there as an air defense system. So that is basically galvanized that. And then we have the United States. U.S. CENTCOM commander, it was announced yesterday by Voice of America news chief and White House correspondent Steve Herman. He announced that the U.S. CENTCOM commander, General Joseph Votel, is in the midst of a, quote, secret and unprecedented visit to Israel. So in response, Russia is saying, well, we think that what they're going to be doing is setting up some attacks. So that they use that as justification to escalate on their side. I mean, where do you think this is headed? Are we going to... are we escalating ourselves into a one-on-one confrontation with the Russians in Syria?
Let me first of all address the question of moving in S-300s. Remember that the Russians already have significant S-400s in Syria, and they didn't use any of them. And there's a very good tactical reason for that. The S-400s have all the latest jamming and anti-jamming electronic countermeasures in them, and they don't really want to use them and give the U.S. a heads up of what type of electronics. The Russians eavesdrop on Desert Storm and all of our other Middle East interceptions, and they were trying to track the radar signatures of a lot of our anti-missile jamming things, and they made modifications to the S-400 system to do that. And so that's why they're shipping in S-300s, still a very capable missile, but they just don't want to give away what they're doing with the S-400.
Yeah, that's now, interesting.
In terms of the visit, to Israel, Israel is going to be the triggering agency for the wider war in Syria. And they already did that by the Saturday following Trump's puny strike. They attacked a Syrian base there on an Iranian base on the Syrian base T-4 and killed up to 10 Iranians there. So they're clearly trying to provoke an Iranian reaction so that they can justify going to war with Iran and bringing the U.S. into it. But you're going to find that Israel is going to be the point of the spear here to provoke a wider war. And, Iran has always been the target of going after Syria. They want to have an excuse to get into Iran. And that's why Israel is trying to provoke Iran to counterattack. So
all right, hang on, Joel. We got to go to break. And we're going to be right back. We're talking to Joel Skousen.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Joel Skousen of joelskousen.com, also worldaffairsbrief.com. Talking about Syria, and we want to get on to North Korea as well and get Joel's views as to what's happening there. But I wanted to finish up on Syria, because as we were going to break, Joel was talking about these newest developments as the, for the first time ever, we've had the head of U.S. Central Command go to Israel and meet with the generals there. Russia is saying that they're adding more missiles, and as Joel pointed out, they are not the state-of-the-art missiles. They're kind of keeping that hand close to the chest, but they're adding a more sophisticated or maybe longer range. I'm not really sure the difference between the S-200 and the S-300, but they're nevertheless adding more quantity of air defense missiles there. The Russians are in Syria, so they're escalating in anticipation of an Israeli or combined Israeli-U.S. attack in that area. You were saying, Joel, that you believe that Israel is going to be the tip of the spear in terms of escalating that war there in Syria.
Yes, that's right. You know, Israel was tasked clear back in 2004 to attack Iran's nuclear facilities, and they delayed and delayed, mostly because of Syria, which at that time had chemical weapons and rockets to deliver them, a lot of rockets, Scud-type rockets, which could have overwhelmed Israel's defenses. And so about 2006 to 2008, sometime in there, Israel balked and told the globalists, we're not going to attack Iran until you get rid of Syria. And that's what led to all of the attacks on Syria over time. It started in 2013. The Russian intervention stopped that. But we have to remember that the globalist agenda is to eventually get after Iran, because Iran's the only Muslim country trying to become self-sufficient in weapons production. Mm-hmm. Every other country depends on East or West to supply them with weapons. Iran got burned by that, by the U.S. cutting off supplies of parts to their F-14 Tomcats and other Western weapons. And so Iran's wisely decided, we're going to produce all of our own weapons. The globalists don't like that. They want the Muslims to be cannon fodder in war, as they were in World War One and Two.
And, you know, as we look at the motivations here of Russia, I've got an article in front of me from the Cairo Review, and they're saying that this is, you know, having Middle East, access to Middle East oil and what's happening to oil in the Middle East, that used to not be a part of the Russian strategy. However, they've got an economy that is very dependent on, you know, they're massive exporters of natural gas and of oil and so forth. As a matter of fact, that natural gas pipeline that runs from Russia to Europe goes through Syria. And the U.S. and its allies would like to have a different pipeline going to Europe, coming from some of our allies. But as they're saying in this article from the Cairo Review, they believe that by 2015, Russia believed that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia were trying to deliberately lower oil market prices to squeeze out Russia and Iran. And they pointed out that in 2015, economic hardship, as the price of oil dropped, they had a 10% cut in public spending in Russia, that they really need to see things get up to a $100 a barrel oil, just like Saudi Arabia wants to see it get up to $100 per barrel oil. So as we move into this area, it seems like as we shut down and put embargoes on Iran, which is part of what they're talking about now, reducing that supply, maybe even setting the Iran oil fields on fire. I mean, this is going to have massive economic repercussions for people in America, even if this doesn't blow up into a broader World War III, isn't it?
Well, the oil motivation, pipeline motivation, has always been in the mix, but never the major agenda in the Middle East. As I say, the Middle East agenda is essentially twofold. The two major agenda, one is to take down Iran, and number two is to create a multicultural flood of refugees into Europe in order to destroy Western culture.
And that has been, I think we've rose up there, that has been the major flow
with the Muslims.
Yeah, sorry, we lost you there for a second, Joel. You're saying that the major objective has been to stop Iran because they're creating weapons, and also to create a flow of refugees into Europe to take it down. And that's what we're exactly what we're seeing. Most of the refugees that are coming in are coming in from this Syrian regime change civil war.
That's right. I also want to point out, relative to Syria, that both the France and the UK, which are run by globalist you know, ostensive conservative but globalist leaders, have made the charge that Russia was stopping inspectors from coming in so that they can cleanse the site to make sure that there's no evidence of a chemical attack. This turned out to be totally false. It turned out that the weapons inspecting team was prohibited by the UN from going in.
Yes.
Not by Russia. And so it's very important to debunk that. The Russians are very eager to get inspectors in there to certify their claims that their inspectors found no evidence of chemical weapons. And the two American and British reporters that went in there, Robert Fisk and Pearson Sharp, both talked to civilians, up to 40 and 50 civilians, and nobody had even heard about, let alone seen, a chemical weapons attack.
That's right. And they didn't have unnamed sources. He went in and actually talked to a doctor, and as I was saying earlier, said, hey, we've got all these tunnels to try to protect us from the massive bombing. There was tremendous amount of dust. The dust itself caused respiratory issues for people, just like we saw on 9/11 as the buildings collapsed. And it was some white helmet that screamed chemical weapon, and that created a panic. We've also had a correspondent for the German state media, ZDF Heute. Went there, basically said the same thing, said it didn't happen. So reporters got in and told the truth, even though the UN was holding back the OPCW inspectors.
That's right. And we expect the OPC inspectors to be able to come with a clean bill of health if they're going to be honest about this. But it's very interesting, too, that the Jaish al-Islam, which were the terrorist group that were holding hostages in that area, went and quickly buried all the claimed victims so that they could not be autopsied or the inspectors would not have access to them. I do believe that since a lot of these hostages that they had from surrounding villages, up to 300, were kept in very, very closed, environmentally damaging environments underground, that some of those could have suffocated and been paraded as the dead from a chemical attack. And that's why they wanted to get rid of the bodies so that they could not be examined.
Yes, you know, when Robert Fisk gave his detailed report, he said, of course, as a journalist, I wanted to talk to the white helmets, but they had all bugged out. They were no longer in the area. They had moved to another rebel-held area. But there was another group that he pointed out that they had basically said the same thing, that people were dying respiratory disease from the dust of the collapsing buildings and so forth. And this is a group that was also allied with the rebel forces, a group that was quoted on almost a daily basis for the last 6 years in this civil war. And nobody reported what they had to say. It was only what the white helmets had to say, because that fit the narrative that the UK and Nikki Haley and Macron wanted to go to war.
Well, that's right. The white helmets, in fact, are not just allies. They're part of the terrorist group. They're wearing a white helmet and funded by U.S. taxpayers and U.N. funding. They don't stay around outside of rebel groups because they're part of the rebels and they'd get arrested.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. Let's talk a little bit about we got about another minute and a half and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. Let's go to North Korea. A lot of people are saying, well, maybe this is looking a little bit good. You know, we've got a situation where South Korea and North Korea are having a summit. South Korea said we're going to stop the propaganda. North Korea said we're going to stop the missile testing and the nuclear testing. The U.S. is talking about maybe opening up a embassy in the capital of North Korea. And we've had Mike Pompeo go there and, you know, secretly they admitted that he was talking. What is your take on this? You're still very suspicious about this?
Absolutely. This is a sham, but it shows that China is desperate to make sure this trigger event for World War III is not used up before North Korea, before China and Russia are ready to follow up with a preemptive strike on U.S. military forces. But, you know, that was an interesting CNN article, and actually it was published on MSNBC, but it really was an excoriating view of North Korea, showing how tyrannical this regime, how much the people have been starved, etc. And then at the end of the regime, he was talking about the undersecretary of a former State Department official who made this dramatic statement. He said, when Trump gets into
Hang on with that dramatic statement, because we got a hard break coming up here, and I know we're not going to have enough time for it. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Joel Skousen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Skousen. We're going to get back to North Korea. Joel Skousen is somewhat skeptical of the moves towards peace there. He's going to tell us why in just a moment, and as we went to break, he had a bombshell piece of information that came out. So we're going to get right back to that with Joel Skousen. But before we do, real quickly, what supports this program are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to tell you about a couple of specials that we have there right now as well. We've got three specials that are centered around Super Male Vitality. You can get it by itself for 50% off. And we also have two combo packs where you can get Super Male Vitality with another product for 50% off. Those other two products are Super Male Vitality and Real Red Pill, the two of them together, 50% off. Or Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, that combo, also 50% off. And as we're talking about wars and things that can go wrong in the world, and of course it doesn't have to be a war. It can just be something like a hurricane or a terrific winter storm that comes through. Make sure that your family has a supply of storable food. And we have our 3-month supply of storable food that lasts for 25 years, made in America, non-GMO, great packaging, and you can get that 3-month supply right now and get a free Alexa Pure Pro water filter. That's the big water filter. So right there, you've got 3-month supply of food and water with a gravity feed water filter that you don't have to have any electricity for. Great special right there to take advantage of and do some preparing of your own. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It supports not only your health and your survivability, but it also supports our program. That's what funds us. And, of course, with Joel Skousen, I want to tell you also that you can get a free sample of his newsletter at worldaffairsbrief.com. Just send him an email at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and you can get a free sample of his newsletter. And as you're hearing him, he's very knowledgeable about what's going on around the world, especially these hotspots that we're looking at right now in Syria and North Korea. And let's go back to North Korea, Joel. As we're going to break, you were about to drop something on us that was big news. Go ahead. And well, that's a phone call, right? The hotline from the president. Go ahead.
The CNN anchor really talked about the fact that Trump always belittles leaders like Kim Jong-un, calling him a little rocket man. But when he gets in a negotiation, he comes out praising them. It's the same thing that happened with the President Xi of China. It's the same thing that happened with other leaders that he's talked to. He fails to represent U.S. interests because, as I pointed out, for many years in the World Affairs Brief, he is subject to flattery, and he knows how to dish it out, too, and he is very much influenced when leaders flatter them. President Xi of China knows that. He can turn Trump around just by, you know, saying nice things to him.
So I think we saw that with Macron in France. Exactly. You know, here was the situation. We famously saw them arm wrestling, essentially, with handshakes, and yet it was Macron, not Theresa May, to her dismay, that reportedly convinced Trump to shoot that missile attack that had absolutely no effect.
Well, the former State Department official said this, and it's a dramatic quote. He says, when Trump gets into a room with opposition leaders, he tends to give away the farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've seen this in the chatter about DACA as well as with firearms as well.
Exactly. Look what happened when he got in the room with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. He comes out praising the fact that he's given away the farm. And so, you know, this is really dangerous when Trump gets enthused and he tells, I'm enthused about meeting Kim Jong. He's setting himself up for deception because he wants to come out with the success. He wants to come out with a deal. And the deal is always going to be bad for America because he's more interested in making a deal, any kind of deal, than facing the prospect of failure. And so he's not a good deal maker. Maybe when it comes to financially, but most of the time he's been in his deals financially, he's been dealing with people in the realm of bankruptcy, which puts him at an advantage for other people because they're facing a major loss and he can give them something for nothing. So that's the kind of deal that he's used to, but he's not good at getting really the best type of a deal in a positive situation where they hold the cards as well.
Yeah, another example of that is the budget deal that was a real budget buster. And after that deal went through, Trump said, hey, I want to renegotiate some of that. And at first, Mitch McConnell said, well, maybe we'll look at rescinding some of that. And then he went on with Neil Cavuto and said, no, it's not going to happen. You don't do a deal with these people. And, you know, we did a deal with the Democrats, and they got what the Democrats said. We got 80% of what we want. So he's going to go with the Democrats, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. They're both happy with that. So the establishment, Washington, came up with that deal. Dropped it at the last minute on President Trump, and he said, well, I'll sign it this time, but I'm not going to do it again. And then he tries to rescind it, and they said, no, we're not going to rescind it. So, yeah, I understand. And we've seen this pattern develop multiple times, and it is worrying as we look at this summit that is coming up in North Korea. Are we going to see that same type of thing where he's going to give the farm away like happened in the budget deal, the tax deal?
As former negotiators with North Korea have said, when he says the word denuclearization, he's talking about eventually.
Do we lose him? Okay. Hang on a second, Joel.
After
we got
the US
okay, you're back. We lost you there for a second. Can you back up there? And you said when he talks about denuclearization, he's talking about, and that's the point we lost you. Go ahead. Pick up from there.
But you see, what Trump is getting into a trap is Kim Jong-un only needs 6 months more to a year at the most to finish off the development of the miniaturization of warheads, as well as the metallurgy to build a warhead that's capable of surviving reentry, which they haven't done so far. And so by Trump giving him, these negotiations go on for at least a year, he's going to give North Korea the opportunity to really become a lethal threat. He cannot afford to do that. As I wrote in the World Affairs brief, he says he needs to say, you have 2 weeks to allow North American or United Nations inspectors to come in and take possession of your nuclear weapons program, or we will use the military option. In other words, the time for talk is over. You've had four times where you've negotiated these things and cheated every time, that is speaking North Korea generally. The time for talking is over, Trump should have said. The time for action. And Trump said, I want concrete actions. But what is refraining from nuclear tests? That's not a concrete action. So Trump is actually, North Korea is showing that we can get everything that we want by simply leading Trump along. So for all of his bad mouthing of former presidents for being fooled by North Korea, he's falling into the same trap.
And then there's China. China and Russia are both saying, and I don't know if you, what you know about this, but saying that they have hypersonic missiles, which are a game changer. You got China just recently unveiling the first all-made-in-China aircraft carrier and making very bellicose pronouncements towards Taiwan, for example. And the Taiwanese people are saying, well, 70% of them say we're ready to fight China. I mean, what do you see happening there with China?
Well, you know, China and a lot of military experts say, China has threatened our aircraft military groups with not only hypersonic missiles, but nuclear hypersonic warheads coming in, maneuvering warheads, so that our Aegis missile systems cannot intercept them, putting our carrier forces at risk. So why is China developing conventional aircraft carriers if they can be destroyed by nuclear weapons? Well, China intends to take out the U.S. military with a preemptive strike, combining their strike with Russia, into the next decade when they're ready to do this. They aren't ready yet. But they need to have a major blue water naval force, including aircraft carriers, to rule their version of the New World Order once they've decapitated the U.S. military. And so that's the key to understanding. This is not to go head-to-head with U.S. carriers, which they cannot do. This is to do controlling occupational issues after the war starts, after the U.S. has been decapitated. And that's what they're planning. And it's not a strike on U.S. cities. They intend to hit U.S. military first and then blackmail the West into submission.
And that's very disconcerting to see what China is doing, especially when you look at how you point out, they have been the beta test site for the New World Order, having a biometric system where they can identify all their people on the spot, as well as rapidly arming their navy and creating this artificial island there in the South China Sea right off the coast of the Philippines, and then arming that as well, making some very aggressive military moves.
Yeah, this is a string of pearls, what we call a naval history, a string of pearls strategy, whereby before you launch out against the world, you've got to have a series of naval and air bases surrounding your country that you can leapfrog, as the Japanese did, from one island to another for long-range refueling and supply. So, development of artificial reefs are clearly a prelude to a long-range World War III scenario, which, as I say, I don't believe is imminent. That's why China's putting pressure on Kim to cool down the rhetoric, make any deal possible, but delay, delay this strike.
Creating the infrastructure for that type of move right now with the moves that they're doing militarily and the artificial reefs that they're creating. Joel Skousen, and again, if you want to get a free sample of his newsletter, always fascinating, just send an email to editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you so much, Joel.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking to Joel Skousen, China has its first made-in-China aircraft carrier gearing up for its first sea trials. And Joel had a great observation. Goes, why, if they've got hypersonic maneuverable cruise missiles and nuclear hypersonic cruise missiles that can take out a carrier group, why would they be going for older technology that is easily taken out? And he says, well, they believe that they're going to get into a nuclear war. They can project power with this even without a nuclear war. Of course, you know, the aircraft carrier is now really kind of the battleship of 100 years ago, a way to project power into the third world. And they have a large presence in Africa as well to get mineral resources there, but also to have power that they can project if there is a nuclear war. So they have their first made-in-China aircraft carrier going up. And as we look at the trade war that everybody is so concerned about, you know, it's kind of interesting, I find, that the people who are apoplectic about any kind of trade tariff equalization attempt that President Trump has with the Chinese, they just, yeah, that cannot happen, says Wall Street, says the mainstream media, says, say, the banks and the open traders. That can't happen. We can't, if they charge us 25% on goods, we can't raise our automobile tariffs to 25% to equalize things. Can't do that. Can't do that on steel. Can't do that on aluminum. And yet we see the sanctions being put on Russia. China is the number one supplier of aluminum. Russia's number two. And the sanctions that we put on to Russia are saying not just that it's going to be a 25% tax. We're saying to anybody it was an automaker, for example, in Germany or in Japan, where this is creating massive havoc. The sanctions that were put on in response to the supposed poisoning of the Skripals in the UK, which is another piece of propaganda illusion. They were poisoned, but not with nerve gas and with BZ, according to what the Swiss lab said. Yeah, they did find some Novichok there. But interestingly enough, after several weeks, I think it was like five, six, 7 weeks after the attack, they sent it to a Swiss lab, one of only five worldwide, authorized by the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They tested it and they said, yeah, you know, we found BZ. It was like, oh, that. And BZ poisoning would be consistent with the symptoms. But then they also found in its virgin state, Novichok, undegraded. Totally pure. almost looking like it has just been added before it was sent to the Swiss lab, interestingly enough. So in response to that, Nikki Haley had aluminum sanctions put on the Russians. That is causing all kinds of disruption, far worse than a 25% tax, for example, would have an effect. You can't get it at all. And if you get it, you're going to be put under criminal sanctions by the U.S. government for violating their sanctions. And so that has sent automakers in Germany and Japan scrambling to find supplies for this. And it has sent aluminum through the ceiling. And then as they threaten another round of sanctions, saying you won't be able to buy it at any price from Russia, Russia has pointed out, oh, by the way, we provide rocket parts to you that you don't have the capability of providing to yourself. This is kind of leverage that hostile dictatorships get over us, like China, like Russia, because of open trade that the Koch brothers are still trying to tell us. After 40 years of what we've seen from NAFTA, they're still trying to tell us that, oh, this is going to work out for our prosperity. We're going to have slave labor from China, and we're all going to be wealthier, and we're all going to just, we're not going to have our manufacturing jobs anymore, but we're going to have slave labor providing all these goods and services for us from China, and then we can all do each other's laundry, and we'll be rich. Yeah, that hasn't really worked out. And yet, in spite of the obvious lies, we still have the Koch brothers and their open trade, a free trade organization, so-called free trade. It's not free trade at all. They are free traders, and you spell it differently. T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'm going to get on to some other news. We're going to talk about immigration. We're going to talk about net neutrality coming up. Before we leave the military issues here, we just have some news about France. Emmanuel Macron has graciously decided that he will commit to providing 2% of their GDP to NATO defense spending. That's a 35% increase. That is a little bit of a crumb to thank us for doing what he was telling President Trump to do, because it was Macron who took the lead in terms of convincing President Trump to launch that missile attack against Syria, based on unproven allegations that have now been proven false by the people who have investigated it. We've had multiple journalists from the UK, Robert Fisk, very highly respected individual, going there, walking the streets, talking to people. He speaks Arabic. He's reported on this stuff. He has been praised by mainstream media and other sources as well, giving us an honest report, naming names of doctors that he talked to. We've also had the German state media go there, say the same thing, say they did not have an attack. But Macron leaned very heavily on President Trump to go ahead and do this. And so the president thanked Macron and France for being a key partner of the U.S. in the global campaign against ISIS. I think it's just the other way around. I think that we were their partner. I think they were taking the lead on this. I think we were the dupes. I think we were the unpaid mercenaries on this strike. And it's very disconcerting, because it goes beyond a token strike to show, and even the results of that strike look very weak. As I said before when I was talking to Joel, if we supposedly had 100 cruise missiles, the real scandal, if all of them made it through, the real scandal is how little damage was done. But, of course, the Russians are now saying that they shot a good number of these down. Joel was saying these are not maneuverable missiles, so they're not difficult targets to shoot down. We have a back-and-forth claims about that, that it's not really possible to identify. The Russians say that they got two cruise missiles that did not explode. They'll be reverse engineering those to see what they can learn from that. But at the same time, it's very sad to see that we're going to continue this policy of American empire, this policy that we are the unpaid mercenaries of the globalists. And that is what's happening right now. And one final bit of news about China. Despite the World Trade Organization having no authority over the issue, New American points out that Trump has agreed to China talks and doing it within the context of the World Trade Organization, allowing them to do a dispute settlement. So we'll have to see what happens with that as well. In other news, we have, and you may remember, the grooming scandals that they've had in the UK. This was a large number of Muslim immigrants who were grooming young girls and basically victimizing them. This was something that was overlooked by the local law enforcement officials there. Now Breitbart is pointing out that the former social services boss and local lawmakers have now been exposed as pedophiles themselves. So this is a grooming gang that was grabbing young girls, mainly Pakistani Muslim men. And now we have learned that some of the people who failed to do anything about this were pedophiles themselves. One individual, Graham Bold, 60 years old, was convicted in 2001 for sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy during the early 1980s. He served as chairman of the Shropshire County Council's Social Services Department from 1993 to 1998. The same victim was also sexually assaulted by an Anglican vicar and county councillor, last name of Keane, 78 years old. He sat on the police authority board, and he was found guilty of historic abuse in 2001. And what they mean by that probably is that there's nothing that they can do criminally for him, because the politicians who seem to be so frequently involved in pedophile cases have made sure that there's a very short statute of limitations, a three-year statute typically. And if you have a three-year statute of limitations, that means that the kids can't really come to grips with this, can't really get to adults and talk to them about this until the statute of limitations has run out. And that's what makes it so difficult to get to these people. In a separate case, another individual, Graham White, who's now 75, was convicted of taking indecent images of a 14-year-old girl in 2004. So all these people are there in place, and they help to facilitate these Pakistani grooming gangs. One individual said, well, we always wanted to know why social services didn't get involved in dealing with Lucy's abuse. Now we have even more questions. And, of course, his niece that he was talking about was one of an estimated 1,000 girls who were raped, trafficked for sex, and killed over a 40-year period by Muslim grooming gangs in that small town. The biggest scandal of its kind, they said, for a very long time that they've had. And the amazing thing is that even after they caught these guys, even the ones whose statute of limitations had not expired, one of these individuals is in prison for only 15 months. Another one didn't go to prison term at all because he admitted to sexually assaulting the child, is what they're reporting. Now, how does a confession of that result in you not getting punished? I just don't understand. I mean, I understand what's going on. I understand that this is pervasive in politicians, and I understand that they have rigged the court systems and everything else to allow this to go on. I mean, you just look at Jimmy Savile. There were multiple investigations that were started with Scotland Yard into that celebrity pedophile comedian. And nothing ever happened to him, because as the rank and file officers and detectives would start investigating him, it would be shut down by those at the top. And then after he died, you had a BBC documentary exposing all this by the reporters, and then that got shut down by the people at the top. It always is happening. Franklin Graham is urging parents, let your voice be heard on sex education in schools. This is, and you know, when we look at the way that this is being talked about, he said on Facebook, he said, parents be aware, your children are in danger of being exposed to pornography 101 under the guise of sex education in many schools. Today, some parents across the country are pulling their students out in protest of the sexualized school curriculum being promoted by the progressive agenda. He said, know what is being taught in your child's school. Be prepared to walk out. I encourage you to be involved. I know what's going on and let your voice be heard. Or he said, know what's going on and let your voice be heard. When we talk about this in terms of just sex education and in terms of just pornography, frankly, this is where this all was 20 to 30 years ago. And some of the organizations like Family Research Council are also getting in on this. They're saying sex ed sit out is a campaign that they've got. It isn't that simple. You're not simply going to be able to pull your kids out of one sexual education class. This battle was fought, like I said, 20, 30 years ago. You would have parents who, I remember one instance in particular up in Boston. The parent went to the school and said, I don't think it's appropriate for my 8-year-old to be in this sex education class. He was active. He looked at it. He knew what was going to be taught. He said he didn't want his child in there, and they arrested him for trespassing. And they said, you don't have any say-so over what happens with your child. The doctrine, and there is a legal doctrine, it was upheld by courts, in loco parentis, in place of the parents. They said, your parental rights stop when you drop that child off at the school door. We will decide, in place of the parents, what is in their best interest. Now, at that time, they were talking to, it was age-inappropriate material. And he was concerned about that, talking about heterosexual sex to an 8-year-old boy. Now what they're talking about is gender fluidity, and they're doing it to kindergarten kids, trying to tell them that they don't know what their gender identity is. And as I pointed out yesterday, the American Psychiatric Pediatric Association said that that results in a 20-fold increase in suicide, because what they're doing is they're pushing mental illness on them. If you think you can simply send your kid to school and then opt out of sex education classes, you are misinformed. I'm afraid that Franklin Graham, for all of his good intentions, is severely misinformed about how far this has gone.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. Let's talk a little bit about the oil oligarchs. Yeah, the Saudis. You know, we go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. We have to get Assad out. I haven't noticed, however, before this civil war started, I didn't notice that Assad was chopping people's heads off at a rate higher than ISIS. The people that we armed and assisted to throw him out. Yeah, they're killing a lot of people. Chopping off a lot of heads. They had the Black Stadium. I think it was in Raqqa. It was one of their occupied areas. Horror stories coming out of the Black Stadium. But it was Saudi Arabia that was chopping heads off. And they are allies in all this. I mean, if we're going abroad to get rid of monsters, why is it that we can turn a blind eye to what the Saudis are doing? And when we look at what is happening here, yes, I agree with Joel Skousen that oil is a part of the factor. It may not be the major factor for Israel or others who are there in the area, but it is a big part of the equation for Saudi Arabia, let me tell you. When they say that they want to get rid of Iran, as he makes the tours talking about how Iran must be destroyed, Iran is the greatest threat, Iran is a bigger threat than Hitler, as he's telling everybody. Well, maybe, but we haven't seen the kind of aggression from Iran that is even to the level of the aggression that we're seeing from Saudi Arabia. As everybody's talking about the gas attack and everybody is fawning over the newest royal baby, nobody wants to talk about the wedding that was attacked by the Saudis. Saudi warplanes attack a wedding party in Yemen, killing dozens. And the headline from Free Thought Project, as media obsesses over the royal baby, a U.S.-backed coalition bombs a wedding, kills the bride, kills the children that are there in attendance. At least 20 people at the wedding were bombed. This is the type of thing that is going on a daily basis in Yemen. That is a kind of a Vietnam War for the Saudis that they have gotten bogged down in. But there's also the oil aspect of this. I want to talk about these oil oligarchs, like the Crown Prince. MBS, Mohammed bin Salman. Oil prices have climbed 60% since last summer's lows. Remember the Obama administration when we had a stagnant economy and demand, because it was a stagnant economy, was very low for oil. and the price was going down because we also had a lot of U.S. production coming online with shale and other things like that, fracking. And so the Saudis decided that they would, with OPEC, that they would continue to keep up production, hoping that their cost of production would be lower than the new forms of oil production that had come online here in the United States. That turned out to not be correct. Oil got down as low as $26 per barrel for a brief period of time. That was in February 2016. And now it is past the $70 mark. It is actually past the $75 mark as of yesterday. The Saudis were very alarmed when it was going to go below $40 a barrel. It got all the way down to $26 a barrel in February of 2016, and it has gone up 60% since last summer. Well, what started the upward trend? Well, the upward trend was that demand increased because the worldwide economy was doing better based on the optimism of President Trump getting elected. We saw the stock market. We saw all kinds of economic activity that was rising in anticipation of a tax cut, of regulatory cuts, and so forth. So that helped the Saudis. And of course, that's not something that we would cut off our nose to spite our face to say, well, we're not going to have economic growth because that will help to bring up the price of oil. But that began the process. But now, and they need really a break-even point of $85 a barrel. They want to get it up to $100 a barrel. The Russians want to see the price of oil go up as well. And so as we get involved in these Middle Eastern wars, as we up this, we are actually, I think, playing into the designs of the Saudis and the Russians. It is a strategy that doesn't help us. We are the low-cost producers right now in this market. And as they point out, the things that have started to help this, as we see oil prices go up, Wall Street Journal points out this could turn down the growth that we have seen. It could slow it down. It could weigh down the stock market, which has already been knocked around with tensions about trade. Only the trade tariffs. They don't care if we create massive trade sanctions, which basically just shuts off the supply to the second largest aluminum producer that is owned by Russia. They even have factories in Ireland, and the British and the Germans and the Japanese can't get aluminum from that Irish factory because it is owned by the Russians. If they buy that, they will be facing criminal sanctions from the United States government. So nobody's worried about that. They're just worried that we might add a little bit of tariffs to equalize things with the Chinese. But as the Wall Street Journal points out, they quote an economist for the Americas at Natixis. He says, nothing can suck cash out of the economy faster than rising oil prices. So we'll have to see what happens with that. And at the same time, Russia is also reminding the United States that is, if they want to put on any further sanctions, that they can halt critical rocket engine exports to the United States. Yeah, that's where we get our rocket engine. So we can basically, if Nikki Haley has her way, we can continue with these sanctions, and we can have rocket engines supplies cut off to us. They said, despite bipartisan demands from Congress, this is the Wall Street Journal, to quickly phase out the RD-180 engines on national security grounds, it is proving harder than many lawmakers expected to secure an equally reliable domestic replacement for the Russian rocket engines. Government and industry officials say United Launch Alliance, the Pentagon's primary rocket provider, likely will continue flying some 1990 vintage Atlas V boosters with Russian-built engines through 2024 or 2025. And so Russia knows that. They said Russia will suspend supplies of rocket engines to the United States in case a relevant decision is taken by the country's leadership. But such a decision has not been made yet. Remember we had Nikki Haley saying, I beg your pardon. I don't get confused. Maybe she is misinformed, because that's what Nikki Haley would do. She would basically cut off the supply of rocket engines that we desperately need. Now, one other thing before we leave this, because I want to talk about immigration as well as net neutrality coming up. But as we look at, I pointed out that CS gas was used against the children at Waco, used by the FBI in violation of the way it is allowed to be used. You know, the non-lethal use of CS gas, which is tear gas. I had a lot of people say to me, oh, well, you know, tear gas, that's fine. Yeah, it's used in open areas for riot control. But in close quarters, as even the government's investigation of it found, used in close quarters in sealed rooms, used in an aerosol form, used against children and babies who don't even have gas masks, it can be fatal by itself. And here's a 2015 article that I will get to on the other side of the break. And the title is Use of CS Gas in Ulster by the UK government against people who are rioting in Ireland made Margaret Thatcher reluctant to press for an Iraqi ban. Oh, they were using CS. I thought that was nothing at all. I mean, all these military and police people say, oh, we're exposed to it as part of our training. Not in the way that it was done to the babies.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in FloraLife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable FloraLife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, they keep on lying as people keep on dying. And we've got a lie that was exposed in 2015 going back to the 1980s when Margaret Thatcher was in power. It took it that long to come out. But eventually the truth does come out. You know, I had a lot of people get in touch with me, military and law enforcement. Oh, we use CS gas all the time. You know, this thing about Waco and using CS gas against the people there. Saying that was fatal to them, that's just a lie. You don't even understand the difference between CS gas and sarin gas. And I said, well, in the first place, sarin gas wasn't used in Syria, as we have seen after three allegations of it. We had in both 2013, 2007. You don't believe me? Take Mattis's word for it. General Mattis, Secretary of Defense. Didn't happen in 2013. He said it didn't happen in 2017 either. Even though after the missiles were fired a year ago, he said, well, you know, I don't have any proof, but I have no doubt. We've had a lot of that happen, haven't we? And you know, one of the things, and the reason I keep coming back to this, is because I am sick to death of people who will excuse the use of chemical weapons against our own people. And yet, they only, or by our allies. And yet they turn a blind eye to it, you know, when it's done by us. But boy, if it's done by the other side, oh, we got to go do something about it. We can't allow that to happen. We should call up the reserves. Let's go to war right now in Syria because there's allegations, unproven allegations, but allegations. So let's go to war with them. But if you talk about it happening in your own country, or if you talk about it happening with our allies like Saddam Hussein, yes, he was our ally at the time. He was our ally at the time that he used sarin gas against the Iranians. He was our ally at the time that he used sarin gas and mustard gas. The sarin gas, nerve gas, would paralyze them, and then the mustard gas would cause them to drown in their own blood, in their lungs, and so forth. So, yeah, he did that, killed 6,800 Kurds. We gave him the coordinates. We were the ones who basically invited him to use it against the Iranians. The Pentagon sent a guy there and said, hey, look at these pictures. They're about to overrun your area here. So in an act of desperation, he used nerve gas against the Iranians. We were involved in both of those. It was our ally. And so at the same time, when you look at what was going on, they said Foreign Office papers, this is 2015, Foreign Office papers released by the National Archives show that in early 1983, British officials received intelligence from Americans suggesting that mustard gas was being manufactured at a pesticide plant north of Baghdad. Mm-hmm. Because now we wanted to go after our ally, right? And so the British official said, well, this could be a bit tricky for us. Because if we start talking about this, people might start talking about the fact that we use CS gas against people who are protesters and in Ireland. You see the connection there? They're saying, yeah, you know, CS gas, it is a chemical weapon. As a matter of fact, it's been banned by for military use by 100 nations. Yet those 100 nations still use it against their citizens. What does that tell you? Typically, they say it's non-lethal because they use it in open areas for riot control. Still used frequently by the police in this country, but they use it in open areas. And when we look at it in the context of Waco, there was a study that was commissioned by a special counsel that was investigating Waco. And again, that had happened, was it 93, I think it was, right? Yeah, 93. So 7 years after the fact, they commissioned a special counsel to look into this, September of 2000. And what they found when they asked, would the CS gas be lethal? They said, well, it depended on two things. It depended on whether they had gas masks, and it depended on whether they were trapped in a room. Well, they were trapped in a room, and they didn't have gas masks, and that applies to the men, the women, and the children and babies. They did not have gas masks. And so they said in that case, it would have contributed or caused death. But like I told the people who are trolling me on Twitter, I said, if it makes you feel any better, maybe they burned to death alive before they died from the gas. So it's not approved for use even against your own citizens in a sealed room. And the way that it was introduced in an aerosol form, where it's sprayed in, it's a very fine powder. You've probably seen some of these grain storage bins. That, I mean, it's nothing toxic. It's stuff that we eat, right? But if it's in a fine enough powder, it can be explosive. It can catch fire. And when you had the sparks that we saw with the forward-looking infrared, as well as the aerosol CS gas, yes, they caused the fire as well. They injected gas that could kill them, and then they caused the fire. But let's just go back to this, where the British government is saying, well, you know, on the one hand, you've got Iraq that is manufacturing mustard gas. But if we complain about it, people are going to say, yeah, but you used CS gas in the open on protesters there. I said, they noted that it would be difficult to do this because these things, even though their use is banned under international treaties, manufacture it, its use is banned. And so this is what the Foreign Office paper said. The Iraqis could therefore legitimately say, as do the United States, that they need chemical weapons as a deterrent. See, we manufacture them. We manufacture. Oh, by the way, you know CS gas? Where was that developed? It was developed at Portendown in the 1950s, that same chemical weapons factory that is still in operation in the UK, 7 miles from where the alleged Skripal poisoning happened on that park bench. Anyway, a move, they said, to ban chemical weapon sales to Iraq would therefore look very discriminatory unless we could show that Iraq had breached or intended to breach the Geneva Protocol in terms of its use. But there was also, the paper acknowledged, another concern that was closer to home. The Foreign Office paper said, caution may be in order since our own trade in CS gas, that's right, tear gas, has not escaped criticism. The Russians claim that our use of chemical weapons, CS gas, in Northern Ireland contravened the Geneva Protocol. Interesting, isn't it? I find that interesting. All right, let's talk about what's going on with immigration. The migrant caravan that we heard so much about, that President Trump was so angry about, they say it's now nearing the U.S.-Mexico border. And these individuals who were there, at least 200, of the, it was up to 1,500 at one point. At least 200 say they're intending to claim asylum at the American border, the American-Mexican border. A U.S.-based immigration attorney who met the caravan on a stop along the way said many of the immigrants had strong cases for U.S. asylum, either because they faced political persecution, legal threats from gangs, which they will still face if we have open borders because the gangs can just come right across the border, as many parents have found out who escaped El Salvador to their dismay. They got all the way up to Long Island, and then their kids were killed by MS-13 gang members in Long Island who went to school with them, these dreamers who came up, and they said, gee, we thought we were getting away from this. Well, you don't get away from it if you don't have any border control. So lethal threats from gangs or violence because of gender or sexual identity. There we go. Special case there. You are a transgender individual. You become a transnational. You're going to be facing persecution because of my gender identity, so you're obliged to let me in. That's our immigration law. How about that? How about that? So Attorney General Sessions is building a legal wall against the caravan's economic migrants. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is quickly building a legal wall to block asylum claims by economic migrants from the caravan that's traveled from Honduras to Texas, reports Breitbart. These individuals and their smugglers ignored the willingness of the Mexican government to allow them to stay in Mexico, said Attorney General Sessions yesterday. He said this is a deliberate attempt to undermine our laws, to overwhelm our system. There is no right to demand entry without justification. Unless, of course, you are a transgender escaping persecution. Then you have a right to stay. Invoke the Clinger Clause. I have directed our U.S. attorneys at the border to take whatever immediate action to ensure that we have sufficient prosecutors available. I have also directed that we commit any additional necessary immigration judges to adjudicate any asylum cases that may arise from this caravan. How did we get this week? How did we get this week where we can't enforce our own border and we got to play these silly legal games? This is unbelievable that we don't fix this problem and that President Trump doesn't shut it down.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent Iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Sanity of trying to respond to this with a legal wall. Again, the tactics of the Democrats, as we've seen over and over again, the Democrat, the DNC lawsuit filed against Trump and the Russians and WikiLeaks and Roger Stone, so just nonsense. And we see the same thing happening to InfoWars. And now Georgetown University has dropped their lawsuit, but Alex has filed an anti-SLAPP lawsuit against them because we understand what this is about. And they're doing the same thing in the courts, trying to stop any protection of the border, any enforcement of the law. I don't understand why Jeff Sessions is even arguing in court with these people. No law was changed by DACA. DACA was a memo put out by Barack Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, saying, I'm not going to enforce the law. I'm not going to enforce the border. The border did not change. The law did not change. Trump does not need the permission of a federal judge in California or one in New York to enforce the border, to enforce the law. And the attorney general doesn't need to go there and argue with him about it. Just do it. There's a precedent for this. All the founders said this, as I've said before, Alexander Hamilton. The judiciary is the least dangerous branch of government because they don't have any power to enforce it. A couple of decades later, Andrew Jackson said to the Supreme Court, well, you've made your decision. Let's see you enforce it. And he went ahead and did what the Supreme Court said he could not do because we have a division of powers. And it is not within the power of the Supreme Court to do anything about any of this. The Supreme Court, let alone judges in New York and California. But they continue to play this game. We are being played by a, like a fiddle by the Democrats and their army of lawyers. And we're being played like a fiddle by the Saudis, our head-chopping ally. I mean, as I look at this wedding thing, I mean, this says it all. The Free Thought Project, as media obsesses over the royal baby, I mean, you have people lined up outside the hospital to hear about the royal baby or whatever. Yeah, fine, you know, they had a baby. People are having babies all over the place. But as everybody is obsessing over that in the press, nobody in the media, in the mainstream media, talks about the fact that there was a double airstrike by the Saudis, the U.S.-backed coalition in Yemen. The Saudis, using our weapons, using our backing, had a double airstrike on a wedding party, left at least 20 people killed, one of them the bride. At least 30 children were among the injured. Several are suffering from shrapnel wounds and severed limbs of these children and in critical condition. So don't tell me that this type of attack by bombs, by guns, by head choppers, that doesn't count, especially when it's our ally. But oh, if there's allegations, mere allegations of a chemical weapons attack, we got to do something about it. That kind of compartmentalized, propagandized thinking just makes me disgusted. And that's why it makes me so disgusted to see people excuse the use, the lethal use of CS gas, which is not lethal if it's in an open area, but it is lethal, said the special counsel investigating Waco. It is lethal if you use it against people who are trapped in a room. It makes most people, the reaction is they fall straight on the ground. They can't see anything because it's tear gas. You use it in an enclosed area. You can't find your way out. Use it against children that don't have gas masks. You kill them. The U.S. government said that quietly. That also wasn't reported, just like this wedding attack is not reported. But what is going on at the border? Because that's where we're getting hosed again. Hosed again by a weak reaction from our president and by a strong reaction by the Democrats. So Sessions says he's setting up a wall there. So he has pointed out, hey, these people said they could get asylum. They were offered asylum, these people coming in Mexico. And understand, this whole thing about the caravan, yes, it's an important symbol. But we have, even at its strongest point, it was 1,500 people coming in. We have that many people coming in every day across the border illegally. They're not organized for a PR, a public relations point as a caravan like these people were. They're coming off by onesies and twosies and so forth. We've got that many people coming across every day in an unorganized way. Well, it's organized by human traffickers and such, but many people come independently. Secondly, he says he's going to send extra prosecutors and judges. So we're going to lawyer up. You know, the statement, the report that we had yesterday that was a campus reform, they go on there and they talk to these college kids and say, well, you know, Obama, they don't say that Obama sent troops to the border. That's the punchline. First, they ask him, what do you think about President Trump sending troops to patrol the border and enforce the border? Oh, can't do that. That's awful. Well, did you know that Obama did it? Oh, well, I'm sure he had a good reason. See, that's the same kind of thinking that allows chemical weapons to be used against American citizens, but says, oh, we got to go to war if there's an allegation that it's used somewhere else. That's the same kind of thinking that excuses bombings of weddings when it's done by our head-chopping ally, the Saudis. You tell that to them, and my concern out of it, as I said, as I watched that, I said, my concern is that it is going to be exactly like Obama sending troops to the border and George W. Bush before him. And that means that it is nothing other than a symbolic measure, a political grandstanding to shore up his support because he's not doing anything substantive about the border, because he's not doing anything about DACA, pretending that he's got to legalize the people who are here illegally. And so Sessions is going to send extra prosecutors and judges to the border so they can process these claims because, see, by all the legal games that we're playing, there's a certain amount of time. And if you don't process those claims in a certain amount of time, then they get to come in. But what happens if we process them with an army of lawyers? Well, that means that we get to fly them home with money that we borrow from the Chinese because we're busted. Just like this omnibus bill. We're spending so much more money every year, $1.3 trillion. I mean, we spend so much more money than we take in, even with record taxes. It's ridiculous. All this money is being borrowed from our head-chopping allies, the Saudis and the Chinese, to do all these things. Yeah, we're going to parade around the world with our mercenary force, and we're going to fly home these people who came here illegally. And where do we get all this money for all these things that we do? We borrow it. And then third, he's going to really get tough with people who are migrants and smugglers who lie. Well, now you know they're going to lie because you can't vet them. And finally, said Sessions, this isn't my problem. Congress needs to do something to fix it. Well, no, actually, the president needs to do something to fix it. He can take action. He can enforce the law with his director of Homeland Security. If this isn't a legitimate national security issue to enforce the borders, then you don't have any justification at all for having the Defense Department. So we're going to protect the borders, or we're going to have regime change of other countries. You know, we're going to we're going to create a civil war in Syria, and we're going to patrol the borders of Iraq and Afghanistan, but we can't patrol America's borders. And we can't build the wall out of the massive military budget. Just not any money in there for that. I mean, we got to keep that money there in case we need to fire another 118 cruise missiles, just as a symbolic gesture. And so what is happening with the lying part of it? The New York Times is pointing out that migrants are using other people's children so that they can trigger this catch and release situation. This is another game that they do. If they come in and they have somebody else's kid, then they can claim that because they've got kids with them, then that accelerates the time limit. So you got to let them in right away. These are the endless games that are being played, and we just pretend that there's absolutely nothing we can do with. Gee, my hands are tied. I can't do anything. How incredibly weak. All right, that's about it for our broadcast. I just want to remind you before we leave that this broadcast is supported by the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have several specials there. We have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, storable for up to 25 years. Non-GMO, made in America, and if you get a 3-month supply of that, you can also get an Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filter, the large model, for free, thrown in with that so you get your food and your water. And finally, we also have some sales of Super Male Vitality. You can get it by itself for 50% off, or you can get it in a combination with the Real Red Pill, 50% off the two of them, or in combination with Alpha Power, and you can get both of those together for 50% off. It's very important. We really do appreciate your support on this. One of the things I didn't get to today was net neutrality. Everybody in mainstream media is so concerned about net neutrality, and yet they're not looking at the censorship that is going on. There was an interview with Thomas Sowell, a great economist, conservative, and that was demonetized. And the guy said, can you give me an explanation why this was demonetized? You know, they did the same thing to this program, and we weren't even monetized. Got a message from them saying, we have manually reviewed, automatically, we've manually reviewed this and demonetized it. And I said to the guys, I said, is this even monetized? I said, no, it isn't. I said, well, monetize it. Let's see what happens. We did. They let a couple of them go through, and then now they've got every one of them demonetized. Yeah. It's an algorithm. Don't talk about net neutrality when we have YouTube and Twitter and Facebook censoring conservatives.